Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive.
You know, I was looking at The Juice myself earlier, and I thought it was pretty interesting you know some of these stories.
It's a very eclectic mix.
It is, yeah.
The first one that caught my eye was about narwhals. You know those unicorns of the sea?
Right.
There's this study in Frontiers in Marine Science. They used drone footage to watch the narwhals.
Oh, wow, drones. Okay.
And they found that the narwhals use their tusks for more than just hunting.
Okay.
They use them to play.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, they were capping and chasing these char fish. Mm-hmm. So it really kind of changes our understanding of what the tusk is for and how they use it.
So maybe it's a social tool more than anything.
Yeah, possibly. Right. Okay. Moving on, we have a story about a quote that has become super popular. You've probably seen it on t-shirts and bumper stickers. Well-behaved women seldom make history. The interesting thing is that it's often misattributed.
Yeah.
It actually comes from a historian named Laurel Thatcher Ulrich.
Mm.
She wrote it in an academic paper about women in 17th and 18th century New England.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a quote that I think you could talk to your kids about, you know, the impact of a simple phrase,
mm-hmm.
how they can become these cultural touchstones.
Yeah, like almost like proverbs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight, there's a total lunar eclipse.
Oh, cool.
It's visible across North and South America.
Wow.
You could use this as a chance to talk to your kids about the mechanics of eclipses.
Right.
You know how the Earth's shadow creates this phenomenon?
Uh-huh.
Why the moon appears red during totality? NASA describes it as all the world's sunrises and sunsets projected onto the moon.
That's a very evocative description.
Yeah. So that's a good one for tonight.
Okay.
From the stars, we come back down to Earth, and specifically to the U.S. Department of Education.
Okay.
The Trump administration has proposed a pretty big reduction in its workforce. And Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has said that she'd like to dismantle the department entirely.
Wow.
This would require congressional approval, of course.
Right.
But it's sparking a lot of debate.
I bet.
You know, this could be a good starting point for a conversation with your kids
mm-hmm.
about the role of government in education.
Yeah.
What are the potential impacts, you know, positive and negative of such a change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to switch gears now to the international stage.
Okay.
There's news about a proposed 30-day ceasefire in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war.
Right.
The U.S. has been involved in the negotiations, and the proposal outlines a ceasefire data sharing and a mineral agreement. However, it's uncertain how Russia will respond.
Yeah.
There are reports that they're studying the proposal carefully, but at the same time, there was a recent attack on Kyiv despite the peace talks. Okay, and finally, there's a heartwarming story about a group of high school students in Altadena, California, who received a prom surprise. They were affected by those wildfires.
Right.
A lot of the students lost their homes and had their schooling disrupted.
Yeah, it was devastating.
It was. But the charity Alice's Kids stepped in to sponsor proms for 800 students across 6 schools. They even got Steve Carell to announce it in a video message.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a really nice gesture.
Yeah, it was.
So it's amazing how all these stories, even though they seem kind of unconnected, can spark some really interesting conversations.
And you know, these stories from The Juice are really just a starting point. The real learning happens in those conversations that you have with your kids.
Yeah, keep those conversations going, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep learning together.
Yeah. Because in a world that's constantly changing, you know, the ability to think critically, to empathize with others, and to embrace lifelong learning, well, it's more important than ever.
It is. Well, thanks for joining me for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.